This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration would not repeat the mistakes made by past presidents that rewarded North Korea for denuclearization promises. Pompeo made the statement during a news conference with the Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers in Seoul. He's also defending President Donald Trump's tweet just after returning from Singapore, in which he said the world can sleep well tonight and that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
What the president was speaking to there is the moment that we had in Singapore, the moment where for the first time an American leader sat down, a sitting American president sat down with the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and had a blunt conversation about the changes that would need to be undertaken in order for North Korea to rejoin the community of nations.
Later in Beijing, Pompeo said China reaffirmed its commitment to UN sanctions on North Korea until denuclearization is complete. He is briefing regional leaders and diplomats. Japanese news outlets say officials are seeking to arrange a summit between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to government sources, expectations were raised after Kim told President Trump during their meeting Tuesday in Singapore he is willing to hold talks with Abe. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Thursday to discuss the situation in Yemen. It's the second day a Saudi-led coalition is conducting an offensive to push Houthi rebels out of the key port of Hodeidah. Britain called the meeting after one of its diplomats urged all sides to exercise restraint and engage with political efforts to spare Hodeidah a military confrontation. This is VOA News. The UN General Assembly Wednesday condemned Israel for excessive use of force against Palestinian civilians and asked the UN Secretary General for a protection mechanism for occupied Palestinian territory.
The result of the vote is as follows. In favor, 120. Against, 8. Abstentions, 45. Draft resolution A/ES-10/L23 is adopted.
The U.S. vetoed a similar resolution in the Security Council. Dozens of Palestinians were killed during protests along the Gaza-Israel frontier beginning in late March. U.S. officials will join talks in Geneva later this month on forming a Syrian constitutional committee. That's according to UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura. He made that statement on Thursday. It signals a movement in a process that has appeared at risk of stalling. The Prime Minister of Georgia says he has decided to step down. Georgi Kvirikashvili made the announcement Wednesday during a news conference, citing differences with the ruling party. He said he and the leader of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, billionaire Bidzina Ivanishvili, disagreed over economic issues. He wouldn't elaborate. The move reflects escalating political infighting in the ex-Soviet region nation. Bad weather has forced a migrant rescue ship in the Mediterranean to take a detour on its journey to Spain. The group SOS Mediterranee tweeted out Thursday, quote, "The Aquarius will sail along the east coast of Sardinia to avoid bad weather and preserve the sick, exhausted, and shocked survivors of this untenable situation." Spain agreed to take in the vessel with 629 migrants left in limbo after their weekend rescue off Libya's coast as Italy and Malta bickered over who should let them in. World Cup excitement has begun Thursday with football games kicking off in Russia. The Russian team will take on Saudi Arabia in the opening match. Fans decked out in national colors created an electric air of anticipation near Red Square. Both sides optimistic they will walk away with a win. Here's one fan predicting a 4-0 win.
Сегодня наша команда Россия выиграет. 4-0.
That was a Russian fan. Saudi fans were equally optimistic.
My prediction will be 2-1, and we will win.
The World Cup will be played at venues across Russia until the final on July 15th. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.